Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Good afternoon. You are with Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Recently, doctors at Sengkang General Hospital have been seeing higher occurrences of rhabdomyolysis when they exercise. Jumping into an exercise program too fast can lead to this condition when muscles don't have time to heal after an intense workout. On Health Suites, we find out more about this and if we should be concerned. That's next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. We're joined on the phone today by Dr. Deanna Lee, Consultant Department of General Medicine, Sengkang General Hospital. We talk about rhabdomyolysis. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me here and for your kind introduction.
Oh, it is absolutely my pleasure to have you. Now let's jump right in. You can explain to us in more detail, what is rhabdomyolysis?
So like exactly what you pointed out in the introduction. So rhabdomyolysis, or we call it in a short form, rhabdo. Mm-hmm. So this is a condition where there is a muscle breakdown and muscle death, which is triggered commonly by overexertion. So what happens is that these muscle cells break down and will disintegrate into this protein called myoglobin. So in small amounts of myoglobin in a healthy person, it should be excreted quite well by the kidneys through the urine. Unfortunately, if there is too much muscle breakdown, the kidneys may not be able to cope to get rid of this myoglobin. And so what happens is that it will accumulate in the body. And then in very severe cases, it can cause like kidney failure and very, very rarely can possibly lead to death. But it's quite rare with early treatment. So yes, it's very common, but it's also easily treated with early detection.
Okay, now you're saying it's quite common. How common is it?
Well, actually, it's supposed to be a rare condition, but it has been increasingly significant, especially during the circuit breaker time, because of this popularity of spinning classes as well as HIIT. So much so that actually in Sengkang General Hospital, we have about 5 to 8 patients being admitted in a month alone. And previously, we only see like about 1 or even none in a month.
Okay, so our need to get healthier and amuse ourselves while we were in circuit breaker, while we were in work from home conditions, actually has a downside to it.
Yes, you are actually right. But it's also about like pacing yourself and knowing your own body. And because spinning is really quite exciting, you know, you have all the disco music and your friends around and the instructor is so enthusiastic. Sometimes we don't know that we overexert ourselves until it's a little bit too late.
Okay, I can see that with spinning. I mean, I used to do a lot of HIIT with my colleagues, actually. It was one of our team bonding things. Okay. I would never say it was fun. Because most of the time I would leave that class wanting to just die.
Yeah, but spinning is really quite exciting. Have you been to spinning classes?
Yes,
before?
I have. And you're right, the instructors are very, very enthusiastic. And the lights and the music and everything, it is quite, I can see how easily it would, you would push it too far.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes in spinning classes, because the intensity can be quite, we may think that it's low, but we don't really see ourselves exerting until we actually feel the muscle aches. And actually, even personally for me, when I went to spinning classes, I finally understood how come like so many patients get admitted.
Right. And that gives you a good understanding, at least when they tell you, you have a baseline point to draw from. All right. Now, who is most affected by this rhabdo condition?
So as we shared earlier, right, so spinning and all these exertional exercises is the main culprit. So that makes everyone to be easily affected. So I would say in most commonly in first timers, or we call them new endurance athletes. So what happens is that they push too hard and they do not know their limits as well. Secondly, for perhaps those who maybe perhaps much under the sun, like our new NS men or uniform officers. Yeah, some other more specific conditions or patients will be those with underlying diseases such as hereditary muscle diseases, some even those taking recreational drugs, yeah, and even some medications, especially cholesterol medicines of the statin groups, can cause a little bit of rhabdomyolysis, but not in as high levels as what we have seen in those patients coming in after spinning classes. So other less common conditions, for example, those exposed to extreme temperatures, you know, when it's too hot or too cold, and those after trauma, some toxins as well. So basically, I've kind of covered like most of the common causes or even some rare ones.
Okay. And is there any gender leanings? You know, is it more women? Is it more men? Is it women and men in their, say, early 30s? Is there something we can look out for?
There is no gender differences, and actually most of them is really those who go for exercise classes and exert themselves. So you see a lot of young people nowadays, yeah, our age groups, male and female, both get the same risk.
All right. Now, what are the symptoms that we're looking for? I mean, obviously pain is present, but what else? You know, you assume that after an intense workout, there's going to be some pain. It's even built into that old statement, no pain, no gain, right? Yeah. So when is it a problem and when is it just, well, it's just the aches and pains of an intense workout?
Yeah, so some of my patients, or most of them, report like prolonged muscle aches and tiredness, so which is out of the extraordinary, like after you do some exertion. So it's really prolonged. And most importantly or significantly is that they have change in the color of urine. Mm-hmm. So most of them will share that their color of urine is either brownish or like tea colored or even maroon in color. And this is because that this change in color is caused by the high levels of myoglobin. And in very severe cases, most of them feel very dehydrated. Some of them can get nausea, tummy aches, reduce in urination, and very severely, some of them even faint or lose consciousness for that matter.
And these symptoms, this discomfort, this muscle, extended muscle ache, for over how many days? Is it days?
Actually, most of them present like over first 1 or 2 days, accompanied by the change in urine color.
Right. Okay. So that is how it's diagnosed, or rather, that is the symptom. What do you do about it? They come to you at that point. Mm-hmm. You said it's better if they are diagnosed early. So how early should they be diagnosed?
So immediately when they have a change in their color of urine and then this prolonged muscle acheness and tiredness, and normally they will actually come to the emergency and we will get a history of their condition, and most of them obviously report that they just finished their spinning classes and really feeling extraordinarily unwell, extraordinarily tired, and their muscle aches just won't go away. Yeah. So what we do is we will do this blood test, call this creatine kinase level, which is the level of the muscle enzymes. And most of the time in patients such as those after exercises, the levels are really sky high. Other than that, we also will test their kidney function as well through a blood test. So this is generally how we diagnose them.
Okay, what are the treatments?
The treatments, well, is really a lot of aggressive hydration. So depending on the levels of the muscle breakdown, or we call it the creatine kinase level, we will normally admit these patients so that we can have IV access and very high level of fluids for them, so that this myoglobin can be washed out and excreted easily from the kidney. So in very severe cases, some of them even have kidney failure, and of course that leads to dialysis, but it's again very, very rare. So we will try to aggressively treat with a lot of hydration.
All right, so that is on the one end of the spectrum, which is the unhappy end of the spectrum if they have kidney failure, etc. Can they fully recover from it if they don't, you know, go to that end of the spectrum?
Yes, generally most of my patients do well because then they are very young, right? Mm-hmm. And generally with a lot of hydration and after the myoglobin is all excreted, they can go back to their normal life. But we will always definitely advise rest from exercises for at least a few weeks to a month. And when they do restart their exercises again, we would advise them to really start very, very gently to pace themselves, and then increase their intensity as their body tolerates.
Okay, that's probably one of the big problems with you're talking about the young. They get excited about something. It's a trend. Mm-hmm. They go from never doing it before to going 3-4 times a week and increasing their intensity levels quite quickly. So at that point, you know, beyond what your personal inclinations are, I suppose the question would be, you need to trust your instructors, right? Or do you still, at the end of the day, have to be very clear about where your limits are, because they can't tell, their instructors?
Yeah, I would say do be clear with your limits, because obviously the instructor would like to push you, right, with your boundaries. Mm-hmm. And like you rightly point out, no pain, no gain. And we always want to, you know, do better than where we are before. And it's also a part about building your stamina. But especially those who are recovered, please really do start gently, because the first time you get it, the higher the risk that it actually will recur. So really also listen to your body, because after all, it's your own body and the instructor don't really know how you actually feel, right? Yeah, so that's what I would actually advise my patients.
All right, so take ownership of your own body and your own tolerance levels, and if the instructor pushes you beyond that, you don't have to listen to them. You're the one paying them.
Yes, exactly. So really listen to your own body, because as instructors, I would really like push my participants, right? So that's just the kind of class or like the motivation I would like to give. But then again, really do listen to your body. I would like to also share that, especially for the first time, to really start slowly to listen to your body. And if you start having these small little aches, please do try to slow down or even stop. I think there's always this fear of being judged, especially you're in a class and there's so many people and
everyone's looking at you.
Yeah, exactly. But also just really be mindful to be safe, and it's always safety first. And I mean, during my spinning classes as well, just from my personal experience, the instructors do emphasize a lot of safety. So otherwise, obviously in class, they will try to motivate you. But the first instructions is always safety first and listen to your body.
All right. Now, for someone who has already suffered from rhabdo or is recovering, has recovered from it, what kind of complications should they be looking out for?
Well, again, as mentioned, if they have rhabdo once, there's a risk that they can have the injury again. Mm-hmm. So always be mindful to start slowly. So then listen to your body if there are aches and pains again. So the symptoms will be quite similar as how they presented. So again, with muscle aches, pains, lethargy, and even changes in color urine. And of course, if this occurs again, quickly then seek medical attention. Don't wait until too long. From what I've seen, it's mostly the first timers, and second timers is quite rare. So I guess they try to know their body limits more in a better way already.
All right, for somebody who's, as you say, as you call them, first timers, as a first timer, the initial reaction would be a couple of Panadols, a bit of Tiger Balm, go and sleep, right?
Yes.
If they wake up after they've gone to sleep and they're still feeling all these things, should they already be concerned that maybe they have rhabdo?
Well, if they really feel very unwell or the aches are really prolonged, there's really no harm to just maybe perhaps go to your general practitioner to get a blood test and check as well. So if they are really concerned, I don't see why we should dismiss this concern. Anyway, the GPs are always readily available and they can actually take your blood levels as well. So why not, right?
Yeah. All right. Now, before I let you go, can this condition be prevented or avoided altogether?
Yeah. So as shared earlier on, so if you are first time doing any new type of exercises, please start slow and slowly pace up accordingly. I would actually suggest those who are new to any exercises to start with small amounts of intensity or shorten the duration. For example, if the spin class is 45 minutes, perhaps you can try like 15-20 minutes first, and then gradually increase the intensity and duration over a period of time instead of immediately going for the full 45 or 1 hour class with fast pace and high intensity. And of course, please listen to your body and pace accordingly. And interestingly, I also find that a lot of those like going for spinning classes and then they get rhabdomyolysis is also those who perhaps have done other exercises, be it like they are, you know, gym goers and they go for their Zumba, but when they go for the spinning and somehow, you know, they think that their stamina can match and they end up, yeah, unfortunately, with rhabdomyolysis. So I would say in any new exercises, really you need time to train your muscles and endurance for that.
Okay, that is great advice to end on. We've been speaking with Dr. Deanna Lee, Consultant, Department of General Medicine, Sengkang General Hospital. We've been talking about rhabdomyolysis. Doctor, thank you for the time and the information. It's been very insightful and very useful.
Thank you very much for having me again.
It's absolutely our pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.